The only time we say a kula, that by water, we say, even though the mechitza is hanging on top of the svina, that was pshat in the Gemara before, at the beginning of the Gemara. But when you want to carry from the svina, or when you want to get the water from the ocean into the svina, the yetzer was put a stick out there, and make the stick like Rishus Yochid, make it 4x4 tvachim, and little mechitza is coming down. So there we say the mechitza is good atik, goes all the way down. So if the elabamayim only by a svina, by the water, we say kalu shakilu chacham b'mayim. The Rabbanan gave a special kula by water. If you make a stick out a little box out of the ship that the box has four tvachim, and little mechitzah is coming down, there we look at it as it's a rishus yochid. The kasher is b'may. I will ika b'kiyas dogim. How can we say good achis by the ship, by the water? I the fish go underneath the letter shter. L'shmamina b'kiyas dogim l'shme b'kiyam. And like my fish don't stare to say good achis. Rashi Elu B'mayim, we're going to Zustrishi L'malam in Ayam, Tam B'Ervin, or Sigmar's Nervin. You're allowed to schlep up water from the Yam this way. I, Lika B'Kiyas Dogim, Gabi Zustra, Kachnir, I, you have fish going through there. The Torah says, fish don't stare to say good achis. So, Chur, this Pshatachur should be shredded more by canoe. The Chur should be shredded by canoe, since it's in the Yam, there we should say good achis. That the only thing that's going underneath is the dogim. And we're coming out the Chura Maskona, that dogim don't stare gudachis. So the Chura Davaiskum by the canoe should be mutter. Because there by the canoe we should say, stop the mechitzis where it's still wide, dalad, and say gudachis, the mechitzis comes straight down. Because nobody's walking underneath it. Mavaita, the Mishnah said, Svinas Kshuras. When the two ships are tied together, then you're allowed to carry from one ship to the other ship. The two ships are tied together. What's the Kiddush? They're both Rishus Yochid. And the Havim Minarizah belongs to one person. So Avada you can carry from one ship to the other ship. And the Gemara, Omar Rovo Lenitzcha Lahate Beitza Shebenem. Hate, there's a little ship, a little one, a little rowboat in between. Shash Lenitzchu, Metalton the Mastisna Latalto Mizuluzu Derech Beitzes Ketanam. Sheben Shterek Dilus. In between the two big ships, you have a small ship there. The Alpha P Shenik Shura. And even though it's not tied, the small ship is not tied. Is Niteris, still it's Mutin. Ayidek Shira Shtayim Achitzonis. Since the outer two big ships are tied together, that's the Chiddush is Mutin to carry through the small ship. Even though the small one is not tied up. Maybe the small ship like will float away. Then you'll be carrying from one ship to another ship over a kamlis. That will be usher. That's the Chiddush of the Mishnah. Calls them on the two ships are tied together, even though there's a small ship in between, still it's mutter. Oh, Malay Rav Safra, Moshe, a Shafa Kamrit, like yes, Nakasha, you saying right. Shrashi Moshe Kleima, Rabbeinu Bodarik Moshe Bodarna, you're like Moshe Rabbeinu on his door, you're by our door. Is Shafa Kamrit Rashi Batmiya, are you saying good? The Mishnah says a Loshin, Mitaltle Mizul Zutanan. Mashmi, let it carry from one ship to the other ship. Mashmi, there's nothing in between. You only have these two big ships, and the Mishnah says when they're tied together, you're allowed to carry together. So the Kashra is Trita. Why not? They're both Rishus Yachin. Why can't I carry? Elohim Rav Safra, Loinitzucha and Liariv. The Chiddushes we're talking about, they belong to two different people, these ships. Since they have two different owners, they belong like two different apartments, that you're not allowed to carry from one apartment to another apartment, only with an Erev. So we're talking about you made an Erev Chatzeris between these two ships. And you want to carry from one ship to the other ship, duch an Erev to Erev Chatzeris. Ukratanya, like we learned in the Braisa, Svinas Kshurei Zubizu. If the Svinas are tied together, then Ma'arvin, you're allowed to make an Erev Chatzeris, umetaltle mizuluzu. Ma'ashenke Nifsiku, when the string breaks, and they're not tied together, then Nesru. Then you can't make an error together. That's a chesaron. You can't make an error if the ships are not tied together. Rashi Nifsiku, Botlu Erev, Bevnei Nifrodos. Since they're separated, they're not next to one another, you can't make an error. There's like a karmelis in between. You can't make an error chatzeris to carry from one Rishus Yochid through a karmelis to another Rishus Yochid. An error chatzeris is only straight from one Rishus Yochid to the next Rishus Yochid. So here, when the string breaks, where you can't carry from one to the other, because the Erev is broken. Nifsuku Nesru, Chazu v'nikshru, then you come on Shabbos by mistake, we'll see b'shogeg, you tie the two ships together, bein shogegin, bein mezidin, bein anusin, bein muotim, is Chazu l'ater n'rishin. You should know, now that you tied it together, the Erev is chal again, and they're both blah like Rishus Yochid, you can carry from one to the other. Rashi shogegin means shigas Shabbos or shigas melachas. Either you forgot to play with Shabbos, or you forgot you're not allowed to tie on Shabbos. and you went and tied these two shifts together. Muwati means, and mutoya means misaskim adavrach, like misasi. You think you're doing something else. The kosher of nikshah zeh, you're holding and tying something else, and by mistake you're tying two shifts together. Vayte v'chein machtzolis haprudus l'shus rabim. Hodin machtzolis means like mats. You threw a lot of mechitzah to the Rishus Rabin, and it landed up to make two different like houses. You made a house of mechitzahs here, and right next to it is another house of mechitzahs. And you want to carry from one to the other. Is Ma'arvin, you're allowed to make an Erev Chatzeres. Let's say the mechitzahs blew down, so Mela Nesu, Avada, now it's also to carry from one to the other. You're carrying through Rishus Rabin. You're talking about these mechitzahs went in the Rishus Rabin and made like a house. You made a four-cornered house there. So if the walls fall down, treat this also carry. Chazruv Nifushu, somebody picked up these mechitzas and made the house back up again. Bein Shogegin, whether they put them up in Shogegin, Bein Mezidin, Bein Anusin, Bein Mutoyim, whether you're honest, you're forced to, or you did it by Mesasek, is Chazruv Terin Rishin. Now that the house is back up again standing, you're allowed to carry again on Shabbos from one house to another house. Why? Shechol Mechitza Shenase B'Shabbos. Even though the mechitz like was done by Issam, you made the mechitz on Shabbos, bein b'shoyg bein b'mezid, shema mechitza. Still it's considered a mechitza. So ma'isa, even though the house, these huts fell down, but now that you put it up again on Shabbos, it's considered a reshus ha'yachid again, and you're allowed to carry. For the Gemara, any other kash, it's not that way. V'yomar Rav Nachman, lo yishonu elo lizrek. When do we say that if you make mechitzas, you make a reshus ha'yachid on Shabbos? It's called reshus ha'yachid. It's only l'chumra. That if somebody throws from Rishus Rabim into this hut, he's chayiv midiraisa. Because Lamaisa, you made this mechitza on Shabbos, so midiraisa is called the mechitza, it's called Rishus Yochid. Avletaut losa, the Rabbanan didn't give you a kula to get a lot of carry inside this mechitza. Since it was made on Shabbos, but the Rabbanan still had it in Rishus Rabim, you're not allowed to carry there. So how could we say here, when you tied the ships together, or when you put the machzolos, pick them up again on Shabbos, I feel amazed, you're allowed to carry? I, Rav Nachman, said he can't carry b'mezid. Now, the Gemara Nechnamin, ki itma de Rav Nachman amezid itma. Because Rav Nachman is only talking about b'mezid. And you have to say p'shan the price before Nechnamin. If you tied it, or you put up the mechitzas b'mezid, you're not allowed to be metaltum. B'mezid only makes it that it has a shame mechitza, l'chumra. That if you throw from your shus rabbin into this hut, you'll be chayim midiraisam. But metchila to carry in this hut, you're not allowed to. Because since you made the mechitzas b'mezid on Shabbos, the Rabbanan didn't give a het to tiltum. But if you made it b'shoigig, then it's muta. Omar Shmuel, v'yafidlu k'shuras b'chut hasarbal. Our Mishnah that says, these two ships belong to two different people. If you tie it together, then you could make an Erev Chatzeris. It doesn't have to be tied together with big chains, iron chains. V'yafidlu k'chut hasarbal, a small rope. With pasha the rope, you could also tie the two ships. V'yafidlu k'shuras b'chut hasarbal, a small thread. If this rope is strong enough to hold the two ships together, the mapshita avada, who says you need chains? It's enough a rope that can hold it together. If this rope is not strong enough to hold the ship together, it's mistam going to break soon. And why is it good? Of course, not considered this ships are together to make an Erev Chatzeres, which look, it's aimed to break as if it's broken. So Gemara Liyadam Diyachol Amidin. Avad Shmuel's talking about this rope is strong enough rope to hold these two ships together. So the Chur Kashu was treated then. Avad with Smuta. You don't have to hold it with iron chains. So Gemara Shmuel Lafuki B'Denafshi Kosi. Shmuel's come to tell us Fakir from another Loch Shmuel said. Like, don't make a mistake. Since Shmuel said the Loch is here, I would think maybe here also Dafka has to be iron chains. Kamashmon Shmuel, no. Here it's enough to have a push of the rope. As long as the rope could hold the ships together. Now, what was Shmuel's other halacha? The Tanan. Koshra bedover hamamida. If you tied up the ship with something that could hold the ship together, is maybe lo tumah. That brings the tumah. Bedover sheim hamida. If you tie up the ship with something that's not strong enough to hold the ship down, ain mevi lo tumah. It doesn't bring the tumah into the ship. Now, exactly what we're talking about is a machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. Rashi learns it's a modern kimto that's talking about is an oil hames like. You have this chain that on one side it's under a mace. We want the chain to take the tumah into the ship, even though a ship is not makabel tumah, but the chveitzim inside it are makabel tumah. So how strong does this chain have to be? So Shmuel says it has to be maim of the ship. V'yomar Shmuel v'ushek shura b'shalshel shabarzel. That negayat to tumah, that it brings the tumah from this chain, it has to be a chain made out of iron. So the Gemara Linyan to Mahudichsiv. When did Shmuel say it has to be an iron chain only in the Gaeta Makabu Tumma? But the post says Bechalal, Bechalal, Cheriv. When you kill somebody, there was somebody who was killed through the sword. Is Cheriv Harayaka Chalal? We dashen that a Cheriv, the sword that touches the mace, has a din of Viha Vaisa Tumma like the mace himself. It's in. So for Tumma, it has to be metal. I will in Shabbos negate to us tying up these two ships together, kivon the yochol hamidoi. From the Maisa, as long as these two ships are tied together, that they could stay together. Mainly we look at it, there's no karmless in between. It's looked like one rishus yochol to another rishus yochol. Afilo v'chot hasabel avad v'tzmutim. Here it could be even a push of the rope. As long as this rope ties the ships together, that's mutim. So Toys asked the question, Rashi, if the Shalshelus is talking about Stam bringing oil ha-meis tumor, what's the God do with our sugi? If there's no tushtel to tying up ships in our Mishnah, the gate to there at the Shiloh, when do you bring tumor from a meis into the ship? Like, what's the half minute to make a mistake? So Toys learns a little bit different. Toys learns that there's a Mishnah in oilis. The Mishnah says that, let's say you have a ship that's in the yam, and underneath the ship on one side there's a mace, and there's kelim underneath the other side of the ship. So the Mishnah says the ship is not called an oil to bring tumma. Why? Because the ship moves. A ship that moves is called like an oil, moving oil doesn't bring tumma. Since the ship, kiseida, moves, it's not called an oil over a mace. So if you have a mace underneath one side of the ship, and you have a kalim under the other side of the ship, the lacharid is not matam on the other side of the ship, because the ship moves. Mashenkin, the Mishnah says, but if you tie up the ship, then the ship is not movable, then it's called an oil. Then if the mace is under one side of the ship, it's matam of the kalim under the other side. Then it's a good sushtel. We're talking about tying down the ship that the ship doesn't move. And on that, Shmuel says, how do you have to tie down the ship? Only with iron chains. So that's a good having me now. Just like there he says tying down the ship that doesn't move is daf with iron chains. So maybe here also our Mishnah says tying two ships together that you could make an erech hafer together to sit like one, maybe you need iron chains. I'll do something tomorrow now. What Shmuel said there is daf din and tumma, he's machmet have iron chains. But without a din and tumma, poshit, keeping the two svinas together, about it's enough to have just a chut asar. So the Mishnah. Hazoyrik. Somebody throws in Shabbos. Rashi Azorik b'shoigi. Somebody throws on Shabbos b'shoigi. In case he throws Rishus Rabim, he's throwing Dal Damas. V'niskar, and he remembers now that Shabbos meyachas shiyotsu miyodoi. After it left his hand. In such a case, he's potter from Echatis. But that's going to be the side of the end of the Mishnah, that you only chayiv Echatis if the beginning of the Malacha and the sleif of the Malacha was done b'shoigi. Here, when you started to throw, you made the Akira, you were shoigi. You've got today with Shabbos. The next second you remember today was Shabbos. So b'shas tahanocha, you're not a shoygig anymore. So maybe you put it from a chattis. Shrashiv niska shu Shabbos, miyachas shiyotso heaven miyodah v'koydim shetunuach, is your part from a chattis. Right, another case is, kol to acher. You threw it, and somebody else came and caught the stone. Or else kol to kelev. A door came and caught the stone. Or shenisofor. Or else you threw it, and it got burnt up in a fire before it landed, is potter. Why? Because she didn't do the anoch in these last two cases. Rashi called Acher, the Sagat Aitach Liacha Sheniska Zer called Acher, Hevel Shnaim Shesu. The two people did it, going to Nekum Mukaima, the Kibla Shkoboka. Now the kid said that there's two different Pturim here. The first Ptur is you are amazed at the end, and here the third Ptur is you didn't finish the Melacha. Somebody else made the anoch for you. Zorak Lasais Chabura. You threw a stone at somebody to make a chabur at a person. Bein biyodim, bein bebehema. Veniskar, and then you remembered. Ad shaloi nasas chabura. Before it made the chabur, is potter. It's even though you're doing a melacha, making a chabur is chayiv on Shabbos. You should be chayiv b'shoigim. But, so when you threw, you were shoigim, you didn't know today was Shabbos. But when it left your hand, you knew you remembered today was Shabbos, you're potter from a chattis. Ze haklal. Kol chayiv chatois. Einam chayovim, achetei tchiloson, v'soifon shkoga. You have to be a shoge from the beginning to the end of the melacha. Tchiloson shkoga, v'soifon zodin. Like here, you started to throw the stone, you forgot today was Shabbos. Then before it landed, you remember today was Shabbos, you put them. Real tchiloson zodin. At the beginning, you remember today was Shabbos. V'soifon shkoga, at the end, you forgot today was Shabbos. It's like a pturin. at steht losen be seifen gogen fil ge shoyge yoni khay ve khatis if the whole mulach was done be shoyge so the gemara aber hon hon noch khay the rashis mash may have been read when you threw it and somebody else caught it. The reason why you potter is because you are two things. Somebody else caught it, and also you remembered you're amazed. Schrot zedir, ho no chayiv, but if mashma would land it by itself, you would be chayiv, valoiniskar. Poshad, the Havmin was the whole Mishnah is talking about, like the Rashim, that you threw it, you forgot Trey was Shabbos. Before that nocha, you remembered Trey was Shabbos. Because the next case was two chesroinis. Zai, you remembered it was Shabbos, and also somebody else caught it, or else the caliph caught it. So it's mashmi, if somebody else didn't catch it or fall down, you would be chayiv. Why are you chayiv? I b'shas hanocha, you remember today was Shabbos. You're not a shaykh anymore. Utenan, kol chayiv v'chatoi esteinu chayov, machtei t'chilosim v'sreifin shkogo. Om Rav Kano, sefer oson l'lichto masna. The sefer Mishnah is talking about the lichto masna means you're holding a string, like a board attached to a string. Yeah. Rashi, Upachinen, Honocho le Save Dalid, Vishusarabim Chayiv, Viaf agav the Niska Benakirla Nocho, Voktoni Safe as Zaklai Potter. Is safe as Rashi Tony, Achet Klosm Safish Gogo, Osten Lichto Misnatayev. Lichto means 8 cotton, a small piece of wood. Shekofo Bendrovo, Roshe Vesorach Lachamurim. You need it for the donkeys. Noisen the Dardin Shoyain. Shetechu Noisen Mishneya Kolim. Shadradin Tluyim Ben. You tie it onto the donkey to hold the package on top. Mishneya Tzidachamur. O Mechabrim Boya the Dardin Shechziko Zerzer. O Masne Chevel. You have a string attached to it. Kleimam. Loi Mitukne Seifer. Ela Bezorek Lichter. You're throwing this piece of wood. Hakosher Vechevel Cotton. That's still attached to him with a string. Kedarkoi. For Yoichas Hachevel Biyodi. You're holding the string in your hand. When you remembered what you were doing, it was biyodai for you to take back the string. You could stop the zrika. Shleit tenuach. Hilkach chilosai shoygeg v'seifer mezid upotter. That's why you potter. That's pshat narration why you potter. Avo zorak tzrur v'chefetz shekishanisker ein biyodai l'akfoy kul yashoygegu. So saying now a whole new pshat now. That when you take a stone and make a regular zrika, you throw up b'shas rabin, the malacha you're doing is b'shas zrika. Abi you were shaking b'shas zrika, you'll be chayiv. Even though before it landed, you remember tzrei was Shabbos, you'll still be chayiv achatis. I b'shas hanocha, you remember tzrei Shabbos, why don't you call the mezid? The Teretz is because it's not the yod that stopped the melacha. So we look at the Ika melacha was the second, it went out of your hand. You threw the stone. That was the Ika melacha you could do. You can't do anything else now to stop it. So be at that time when you threw the stone, you were a shaygig, that's cool, the whole melacha was done by shaygig. That's not pshan ratio. So in such a case, you'll be chayef. Now where's the case of the Sefer, the Mishnah, that says that if you threw it, and you remembered before it lasted that you be potter, that's when you're throwing a stick, that you have the string attached to it in your hand. So when you threw it, you knew that you forgot Trei was Shabbos. But the second you remembered Trei was Shabbos, you could have pulled it back. So it's not considered the Malacha was finished b'shoygig. The Malacha was finished now b'mezid. That's when you potter. That's the case of the Sefer of the Mishnah. When are you potter to say that since when it landed, you remembered Trei was Shabbos, only when the second you remembered, it's b'koyach for you to stop the Malacha. You could have pulled the string back. Now, since you didn't pull the string back, it's considered the anoch is done b'mezid. That's when you potter from a chatis. But in the ratio of the Mishnah is talking about where you stop throwing a regular throwing. So the second it left your hand, you can't do anything about it anymore. It's finished in melacha. So since at that second you were shaygig, avad yichayim. So mele, it's good duration. Therefore, the ratio of the Mishnah says the potter is talking about new p'tur. It's a p'tur because you didn't do the anoch. We're talking about a davka where you threw it and somebody else caught it. Or else the caliph came and caught it. Or else the fire burnt it up. So the reason why you potter in the ratio is because you didn't make the nochem. That's a good deed though. Mashma, if it would have been nochem though, if it would have landed, you'd be chayiv b'chol efanim. Even though after you threw it, you remember Tzrei was Shabbos. Because since you're not holding the string, you can't pull it back, the whole melacha was done as soon as it left your hand. So then you'll be chayiv. So man, that's good, the ratio. The ratio that says you potter is like a new type of p'tur. It's a p'tur here because you didn't do the melacha. Somebody else finished off the melacha. From that to somebody else, you'd be chayiv. Weiter, umasna letlius, and the Mercer says, us, safe us in lichto umasna. Lichto umasna, oik de biodehu. To go in chineskav and lasses chabura. Yeah. To go in sound like chabura. Honami tanina. We learned this also. Hazurik lasses chabura. Somebody throws something to make a chabura. Bain biodehu. What you mean to hit a person. Bain be behemo. Veniska, and you remember now, achle nasses chabura potter. If you remember before the chabura was done, you take a potter. Because b'shasta chabura, you're called amazing. So the chura here, the kasher is, here it says you're potter, even though you can't take it back. The chura zorik b'chabura, we're not talking about a kist no masna. It's rashi o pachinon. List no masna, if the biyodim, a filu kula milsa shoygi, loy mechayev, den kan zrika. Tomorrow first it's kasher zorik, pachinon. List no masna, if the biyodim, be a filu kula milsa shoygi, loy mechayev, den kan zrika. Tomorrow slugging up. Now you can't say the Rashi is talking about, or the Sefer is talking about, we are throwing a piece of wood that's attached to the string, because then you put it no matter what happened. As if you throw a piece of wood that's attached to the string and throw it away, since it's always attached to your hand, that's not called the Zrik at all. So in such a case, should be potter. So Melo with Zrik Shver, there can be Pshat in the Sefer. It's not talking about you throwing a string with the string attached. Because with the string attached, you always potter. Now what's Pshat in the Rashi? You're going to Neskav in Lasas Chabura. Rashi b'tchilosoi b'shigga Shabbos v'niskar achle nasas achabura u'liyaylam b'lichto misna. We're talking about you throwing with a string u'goyin sheniskaven lasas chabura yad kavona to make a chabura d'hai mishum z'chiru hu d'mifter shoy b'yode l'hachser n'imtsesoyfei zodin u'liniska chayiv v'yafagav d'yogda b'yode b'chiyuvoi la mishum z'riku elu mishum chabura. When do we say a svar if you're holding the string in your hand, your potter? That's for Zrika. If you want to be mechayiv for throwing a piece of wood, and the wood attached to your hand, so your potter, it's not called Zrika at all. So the Teretz says the Sefer Chabura is talking about where you have a string attached to a piece of wood. And you're throwing this wood now to make a Chabura. There it's a nafkamina. Bishash, you threw it, you're a shaygig, you didn't know today was Shabbos, you didn't know it's also to do a Chabura on Shabbos. And now, before it hit the person, you remember today was Shabbos. Such a case should be potter. Why you potter in such a case? As soon as it left your hand, you were shagging. The Teretz says, we're talking about a case where you have a string attached. Since you have a string attached, you could stop the stone from hitting the person. So since you could have stopped it, and you didn't stop it, that's cool, you did it, b'mezid. That's why you potter from a shagging. That's why you potter. In the case where you make it a chabura, and you stop, take a regular stone and throw it at the person, and when it left your hand, you were shogeg, you didn't know today was Shabbos, in such a case, you'll be chayev achatis. Because the ikar malacha is when it leaves your hand. Later, when you remember today is Shabbos, you can't stop the stone anymore. So that's not called the end of the malacha was done by mezid, then you'll be chayev achatis. So we're still blind with this teretz, that with a stone helps, with holding a string helps, but for chabura, not for zrika. For us, it's the malach of zrika. It's never called a zrika if the stone or the piece of wood is attached to your hand with a string. That's not called a zrika. But for chabura, you have the snafkamina. That the Mishnah says a chilek, that if you are shaking at the beginning and at the end you became amazed, you'll be part of the chabura and Shabbos. Why? How can you stop it? Because it's talking about you're holding the stone with a string. So the second you remember today was Shabbos, you could have pulled the stone back and stopped the malacha. Now that the malacha continues on and makes the chabur in the person, that was called ended off. Amazing. And that case you put it.
Alright, we'll stop here and we'll be mamshach next year. Mr. Selman said that this part of the Gemara over again next year.